It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Mukosa, good afternoon to you. Welcome back, and thank you very much for agreeing to answer our question once again today. Oh my goodness, did that WhatsApp line just drop again? Okay, it's not going to take away the fact that we had a good morning and a good day, a good start to the program. We'll try and get the pastor back on the line to answer our question for today. Our question for today, beg your pardon, our question for today is, how do you get back into spiritual shape once or if you have fallen away from God? It happens from time to time. These things happen. And when they happen, how do you get back onto the spiritual wagon? It happens, beloved. It happens. And when it happens, we need to accept that it has happened, and we need the Lord to get us back into shape, and we need to find out how do we do that. That's what we're going to ask the pastor, Pastor Robert Mukosa. As soon as we get him back on the line, he'll be answering our question for today. How do you get back into spiritual shape if you've fallen away from God? I pray that he will be able to answer our question for today. It's important that we get through. Let's go to a piece of music whilst we're waiting for the pastor to pick up, or maybe try a different way of connecting to the pastor. Senziwe. Pastor Mukosa?
It's you, and good afternoon.
Lovely, lovely. I can hear you now. Thank you very much. I'm very well. Thank you very much. Our question for today, Pastor: how do you get back into spiritual shape if you have fallen away from God? What's your answer, Pastor?
All right. First and foremost, sorry for the network.
Not
the
a problem,
region,
Pastor.
Part of Zambia where I am.
Don't worry about it. It's okay. It's okay.
All right. So today we are looking at a question: is how do you get back into your spiritual shape if you had fallen away from God?
Correct.
When it comes to getting back into our spiritual shape after falling away from God, there are several steps that you need to take. Number one, it's very important to acknowledge that you have been drift away from God.
Yeah.
And you need to take full responsibility of your action.
Okay.
You know, a lot of us, we can't recognize and we can't accept that we've been fallen away from God.
Okay.
So the first thing, it's important to acknowledge that you've been drift away from God.
Right.
And you need to take responsibility of your actions. And it is also important, as you take responsibility of your actions, you need to ask for forgiveness from God.
Yeah.
And you need to be so much committed when you are back to Him.
Yes.
Just like Samson. When Samson had remembered that, oh God, my actions have been bad towards you.
Mm.
He said, please, just one more time, remember me. Because he had taken full responsibility of his past actions.
And
he wanted God to renew his strength.
Yes.
So let us recognize our weaknesses. Let us take responsibility to say, God, I know have been a weak person.
Right.
I know I've not been doing well in this and that. When you take full responsibility of your actions, then when you ask God for your forgiveness, then God will energize you with the power of the Holy Spirit, such that you now need to be more connected to Him than ever before. Then the other thing is, it's also important that you should now begin to renew your life on a daily basis on the spiritual aspect.
Right.
How do you renew your spiritual life? Make sure that you find time to pray. Talk to your God.
Mm.
Have that in that time with your God on a personal level.
Yes.
Don't wait for Sabbath. Don't wait for Sunday to go to church.
Yeah.
Find time every day of your life to talk to your Jesus, to talk to your Savior, to talk to your friend Jesus. You know, a lot of friends that we have can forsake us, but this friend whom we are saying Jesus has no time to leave us. This Jesus will always be there for us. So we need to find time to pray Bible readings. We need to find time to read the Word of God, which is the Bible.
Mm.
Then we also need to always find time to go and worship our God in the house of prayer. Let's go to church on Sabbath.
Right.
Let's go to church on Sunday so that we can rejoice and sing for our God as a community, as a church, so that we have that warmth and of fellowshipping with our God.
Right.
And these practices, when we read, when we pray, when we worship, these practices will help us to reconnect with our God, and it will deepen our relationship with our Savior.
Yeah.
And finally, we are saying that you need, as a Christian, you need always to be connected to Jesus. So the first thing, as you, when you realize that you were foreign, your shape was not okay with your God, the first thing is recognize your weaknesses.
Okay.
It's important to acknowledge that I'm not in a good relation with my God. And then you also need to take responsibility of your actions. When you do this, find time to pray, find time to read the Word of God, find time to worship your God. This is what is going to reshape our Christian life in God.
Yeah. Got it. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. I really appreciate your time, appreciate your insights, and thank you very much for helping us there. Looking forward to more of this tomorrow, same time, same place. Good afternoon, Mfundisi. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye, Mfundisi. And that's how we end that conversation with a good pastor. And now we're going to move on to our... Oh, it's going to be time soon, by the way, for the daily devotion for today. Yeah?
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.